If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we've moved down the road since the last hour, and if you've missed any part of today's show, make sure that you go to travelers411.com, where you'll find every show, podcast, and new shows. It takes about 2 to 3 business days after the weekend when it airs to find its way and through the process and posted at travelers411.com. You can subscribe free to the podcast, and that way you can download the interviews we do and take us with you. And every show, every interview is podcast for a year. But at the same time, we archive every show with show notes and links to the relevant websites related to our guests and the destinations we visit. And you'll find all of that at sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. The last 2.5 to 3 months of shows you will find featured on the homepage at sabrams.com. And if you're looking for something else, you can either click in the blue box on the homepage, in the box that says On Air Quick Links, and you'll see a line that says Archived Shows. Click on that, and you can pick by year, by month, by date. And if there's something specifically that you're looking for, a destination, a brand, an event, an attraction, a hotel, just put it into the search box and put the keywords in, and you'll get links if we've ever talked with them in the last 14 plus years. But we're in Ireland, and again, we're trying to go to places we've never been before. And you'd think that would be more of a challenge, given we come over 2 to 4 times a year, and we generally spend somewhere between 3 to 4 weeks every time we come over. But there's still places we're discovering. And one of those places is just outside of the city of Athlone. And if you pick up the map of Ireland, you look at the Republic of Ireland, and you put a bullseye target dead center, that's Athlone. So in a region on the outskirts of the city known as Corriboy, you will find in Athlone, County Roscommon, a place called Derryglad Folk and Heritage Museum. And it's an amazing place filled with the kind of artifacts of country life in Ireland in the past. It's a wonderful place to take young people who maybe have never seen some of the kinds of kitchen gadgets that your grandmother or your great-grandmother might have used. And you might actually find things that you remember in your grandmother's kitchen, or you might have used yourself. And we're going to go off and talk with the proprietor of the Derryglad Folk and Heritage Museum. In the meantime, if you want to take a quick look at their website, you'll find it at Derryglad.com. folkmuseum.com, and we're going to do all that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
I have the pleasure of being with Charlie Finneran, who with his wife have created the most amazing, neat, my goodness, orderly, tidy exhibit of folk materials that you would have seen in the garden, on the farm, hanging in the wall in the living room. Items might have been used in the kitchen, things you would have found down at the local grocer. Toys, name it. Charlie, have you ever been in County Mayo to the Museum of Country Life?
Indeed I have, Stephanie. And first of all, I'd just like to welcome yourself and Mark here to the award-winning Derry Glad Folk and Heritage Museum here in South Roscommon. Getting back to that, I have indeed been, lovely place and very well presented down there in Thurlock Park House.
Yeah, and they have an advantage that you don't have. They're funded by the Office of Public Works.
Yeah, that's one of the problems we'd be up against. We're just a small family-run outfit here, so we're more or less on our own here.
Yeah, I would imagine. And, that place, firstly, when you pull into the grounds, it looks like you're pulling into Downton Abbey. It's this palatial area, place, and they took an old, historic, gorgeous manor house and they added a new portion onto it. And it's massive. And by the way, people, it's free. The admission is free because it's funded by the office, Ireland's Office of Public Works. So, they've got deep pockets to take good care of it. And it's worth a visit. This is something you had to do all on your own. And what an undertaking.
Yeah, it was a massive undertaking, but I'm at it for over 40 years now, helped by my wife and in later years, two sons. They do a lot of the work now.
Wow. Now, was this building that we're in on the grounds of where your home is?
No, we just started off with the home here and we built everything that you see, purposely built for the museum over the years.
You know, I collect teapots. Which grew antique teapots for the most part. And that grew into coffee pots and chocolate pots and cider pots. And one day I found yet another something I had to own in an antique store. And when I brought it home, I realized we were out of shelves. There wasn't a place to put this teapot. Thank goodness I wasn't collecting cookie jars. People never collect cookie jars. They're just too big. Take up far too much space. But, we had to go out and buy a curio cabinet so I had a place to put this very special teapot. And I got to the point where I said, that's it. When this curio cabinet is down, now that I've got it, now when it gets filled, that's it. No more. So you had to actually go and build a building. That's much more ambitious than having to buy more shelves.
Oh, yeah. We started off with one building, and when that one got filled, we built another one and another one and another one. And just this year, we have opened a new section there, a new building, and it's all to do with dairy bygones, everything from milk and the cow right up to the milk and the butter.
Wow. Yeah, that was fairly amazing. But I have to tell you, there, you know, people who are collectors, and I'm sure there are many in my audience, who either are collectors themselves or know people, friends, family members who are collectors. It becomes not just a passion, but it becomes a certain kind of insanity. It's like, you've been bitten by the bug.
Oh, definitely bitten by the bug. It's a craze, as I call it, and there's no cure for it, and you keep collecting.
I used to know a woman, I hope she's listening, in New Jersey, whose father collected Wedgwood pieces. And I have a fairly good-sized collection of interesting Wedgwood pieces. And she used to say to me, you have to come over and see my father's Wedgwood collection. And I thought, okay, so he's got some shelves, he's got a china closet, whatever. I finally went to visit. He had taken a two-car garage and turned it into floor-to-ceiling showcases just filled with Wedgwood of every color, of every year, decade, you know, Jasper ware of different eras as it changed and evolved. And then up and down the middle, like you have here in this building that we're in at the moment, like a department store or a supermarket where you've got aisles that are filled with more shelving and display cases. And it, I when they opened the door to this thing, it was dazzling, as it is here. You open the door and it's dazzling, and you've got things that would interest everybody, because you've got things from toys to things associated with cars and with carpentry and with various kinds of antique tools and things for the kitchen and right down to jugs that were used for whiskey. I didn't go sniffing in them. Did they still smell like
There might be a slight smell, but I don't know how safe they'd be.
Well, I decided to refrain from doing that. But, you know, those are the kind of jugs that we would see in parts of, you know, mountainous places in the East and the Midwest that, you know, you would have called them the people that made the moonshine. And then they'd take the jugs of various sizes and they'd turn them into wind instruments where they would blow across the top and be able to sing a whole song out of this jug. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Charlie Finneran, the proprietor of the Dairy Glad Folk and Heritage Museum in Athlone County, Roscommon. We'll be right back, Stephanie. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
How are things in Glacamora?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Charlie Finneran, the proprietor of the Dairy Glad Folk and Heritage Museum. And it's a remarkable place. I mean, there are things here that are nostalgic pieces related to, I guess, rugby and, you know, soccer and Irish football. Oh, and the soccer here is the same as our soccer. Unlike, you know, when you're on the continent, you talk about football being our soccer. But in Ireland, soccer is really soccer, and Irish football is a whole other sport. But, I mean, you've got, what's the first, oh, you told me, and I saw, and we took a photo of the first thing you ever, the thing that kicked off this craze. Why don't you tell us what that was?
The thing that kicked off the craze was when I was still very young. We were taking the thatch off our old house where we lived when I was young.
And in the straw thatch roof
like this one down here.
Right.
And when we took it off, we found this slate sundial. I didn't know very much about it, but I made a box, funny enough, at the time and put it away safe. I knew it was old and that. And as I grew up and got older, I got involved in communities and community work. And I met a local historian one night at a meeting, and I told him, and he called and looked at it. And 'twas he that told me, I wasn't that very well up on the family tree at the time. So he told me that was my great-grandfather that made it. He was Thomas Wall, Milltown Pass, here in Derryglad. And it was a slate sundial made in 1839 A.D.
Now, why would a sundial be buried up on the roof, under the thatched roof?
Well, the only answer I have to that is I was the youngest of 11, and of course if there was 11 kids round the house, the slate sundial wouldn't last very long, so it was probably put up there for safety, I'd say.
So, when you were up there working on the thatched roof, were they rethatching or they were changing it to a different kind of roof?
Yeah, we were removing the thatched roof. There was a galvanized roof going on. We weren't living there any longer. It was an outhouse at that stage.
Okay. And when you mean an outhouse, you mean an outbuilding? Or yeah, because we use the word outhouse to mean a toilet that's outside.
So
we only think we speak the same language. So
sometimes
that's what I want to clarify. This was actually a home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was another building.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But we use the term outhouse to mean a freestanding toilet out in the back where you'd have to run out in the cold and the rain to find where the toilet is.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and it wouldn't have been a flush toilet, by the way.
Yeah.
It would have been a pit in the ground that nobody would want to go near.
Yeah.
You know, so... All right, we've got that clarified. Let's talk about some of the things that you find here. And I, you know, I'm already aware of what a treasure this place is and how many school groups come through. And Do you see many Americans coming through?
Yeah, we're getting quite a few Americans, you know, in the last few years. We seem to be getting the word out there, but of course with all the modern technology now, and we find TripAdvisor very good. We're doing a lot of business off TripAdvisor.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that, because this is really a very worthwhile place to come and visit. When you get past the sundial, which I know, you know, triggered your sense of the value of the past and collecting things and your association with it, what other things are here that you treasure most?
Well, right here where you're sitting, you're sitting on a settle bed here, 150 years old. You fold it down. It's a seat during the day, just as ye are there. It's folded down at night, and the bedclothes, whatever there would be, probably a straw mattress at the time, is there. And there'd be 4 to 6 children sleeping in that, two or three at each end.
It looks like a pew in a church, kind of a, you know, or the kind of bench you'd find in a hallway where you'd, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 people could sit down, take their boots off, and maybe there'd be some hooks above to hang your coat. But it's really the precursor to the modern convertible bed, where it's a sofa that converts into a bed.
That's exactly it, you know. The sofa bed is just a follow-on from this one.
Yeah, it's a sturdier looking futon is what it is. I mean, you see those today. They're wooden bench structures with some cushion on it, and at night it folds out and becomes the bed, and this would be the same thing. It's just, what year would this be from?
It would be about 150 years old, this particular one.
Now, was this in your family, or was this something you found along the way?
It was one I found along the way.
And where did you go to find things?
Well, car boot sales and auctions and house clearances, everywhere there's an antique shop, I've been in it.
Yeah, and car boot sales are what we would call tailgate sales. A car boot is the trunk of a car. So, yeah, that's cool. Or trunk sales is the same thing, really. But although trunk sales in department stores in America, that describes people coming into a store who are designers, and they come in with like steamer trunks and, you know, big cartons of clothing and whatever that they would then model and display in a very fashionable way. So that's a little bit of language that we have to deal with too. This is a really remarkable place, people, and I'd like you to have a look at sabrams.com, where we've got a link to DerryGladFolkMuseum.com. And check out what's cooking there, because you know, you got to put this on your list of things to do when you come to Ireland. And it's very centrally located, so you can easily find a way to get here. Aside from this bench, what else?
Well, we have the old style thatched with the straw roof,
thatched
grocery, you know, and it's fully stocked, everything just the way it would be 100 years ago, you know, have every type of packaging and all that there, you know, and that's what people likes to see. And then in the bar you have all the old style bottles and the cork pullers and cappers.
Right, and the boxes of tea and things that people would have come, well, it's set up like a shop.
Yeah, just like an old
shop. But you know
what,
I own the series that I really should get either put on DVDs or invest in the DVDs, because I own the VHS tapes of the series To the Manor Born. Do you remember that show?
I do indeed, yeah.
Okay, well, for those of you, it was shown on PBS. It was a British, I think it was Thames TV production. And it was filmed in a village in England. And the local grocer that Audrey Forbes Hamilton, the main character in the series To the Manor Born, would go into town, and one end of the grocery was grocery and bakery, and the other end was the post office. And then there was another part that was the liquor store, and when you go in, you'd have to pay in 3 different places. You couldn't pay for the stamps over here, you had to pay for them over there, buy the liquor or the wine someplace else in the shop. But the shop itself, you know, the way the back of wall with all the items on the shelving looked very similar. They could have shot it here, you know, because it had the same look. So, you know, kind of nice nostalgic thing. Well, I'm hoping that I hear from some of my listeners that they've actually come by. And start out by having a look. DairyGladFolkMuseum.com. Stay with me, people. We've got more to cover before today is over. This is Stephanie Abrams.
And does he walk away?
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit Serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cocktails for two.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
One of the ways I love to start or end a trip in Ireland is to be in and around Dublin, to be in Dublin County. Sometimes I like to be in Dublin Town. But if my purpose is to have easy access to the satellite of destinations around Dublin town, places like Avoca. You may remember there was a series that was featured by public broadcasting stations, PBS stations, called Ballykissangel. That was filmed in Avoca. So if you remember the little town, you can actually go and walk the streets and visit the places where that was filmed. And Avoca Woolen Mills is there as well. And there are places like the inspirational Powers Court Falls, which I have to go and visit all the time. And if you go, stop in a little convenience store or a little grocer and pick up a small box of dog biscuits and bring it with you and give a dog biscuit to the fellow who's going to take the parking fee that you're going to pay as you drive into Powers Court Falls, and tell him it's for his dog from Stephanie Abrams. It's a wonderful, lovely pup that comes out to meet you. And you're not far from places like Glendalough and Clonmacnoise and other places around Dublin, including Malahide Castle, a place you have to go and visit. And it's nice if you're planning to go and visit those places to be on the outskirts of the city so you don't have to fight the traffic in downtown Dublin just to get out to the roadways to get to the places you want to go. And on the day you arrive and the day you're leaving, if you're flying in and out of Dublin, that's another great time to be on the outskirts of town. And a place that I just adore being for that purpose is the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford in County Dublin. It's also a hop, a jump, and a skip. It's just literally a couple of minutes drive from the hotel to a wonderful shopping mall with the best parking lot. I could go on for hours about the parking lot and how fabulous it is. But it's the Dundrum Mall. And to walk through there, even just window shopping, inspires and dazzles the imagination. And there's a big movie theater there too, so if you're feeling that you need to catch up on films you've missed, it's a good time to do it. I'm with Ali McHugh, who is the general manager of the Beacon, and you've been here now a good couple of years.
Yeah, it'll be 2 years in the end of May.
All right, so coming right up on the button.
Yeah.
Yes. How long have you been in the hotel side of the travel industry?
Oh, wow. Well, straight from college. So I started
working. Where'd you go to
school? I went to school in the National University of Ireland in Galway. I actually studied business and Spanish. I was going to have a serious career in accounting or law or something. And as soon as I started to study it, I realized it wasn't for me. So I decided I preferred my weekend job, which was working in bars, working in hotels, working in restaurants. So from 2005, I moved to Dublin. So I've been here since. So 13 years this summer, I'm working in hotels in Dublin. And I'll never leave because this is home now.
Well, you know how funny it is? That people often are programmed by their families.
Oh, yeah.
To be on a particular track educationally because of the expectation the family has of what will be good for you.
Of course.
Yeah. And what will be good for the family to be able to say at the next gathering. And I recently interviewed the chef owner of the Global Village restaurant in Dingle.
Oh, nice.
Martin, whose last name I think is Bellin or Beelin. And I was fascinated that he was in school for engineering and thought he was going to be an engineer and got a part-time job in a restaurant to help pay for his education.
Yeah.
And fell in love with the kitchen, the dining room, the whole idea of being a chef, and dumped the whole engineering. I mean, that's engineering to being a chef. This is... And the same with you, yeah. Accounting, yeah. Law,
yeah.
Managing a hotel.
Yeah.
Whatever education you got in that realm is of value.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But it certainly wasn't the normal steps
wasn't
that lead you.
No.
So how did you get from that into hospitality?
I studied with an Irish hotel company. It was Jury's Doyle at the time. They're now the Doyle Collection, so they've got a couple of hotels in Dublin. I did a training management program with them.
People, if you go into Dublin town and you're shopping on Grafton Street and you need to run and use a ladies' room or men's room, the place you want to hit on is the Hotel Westbury.
Absolutely.
So look for it. It's just down a side street off of Grafton Street. You can see it from Grafton Street. It's not even half a block. And it's a great place to stop for a cup of tea or high tea or a cocktail or a lunch or dinner or whatever. Especially when you're shopping, wearing yourself out.
Oh, definitely. It is. It's a shopper's paradise. It's fabulous there. But I worked with that company. They did like a management training program. So they would take you on if you studied hospitality or if you hadn't studied hospitality, if you had enough experience working in the hospitality industry, they'd take you on. So they do a kind of an 18-month training program, which was great, like going into it straight out of college, learning about running hotels, doing things. You know, I worked for an opening of a new hotel, which was the Jury's Croke Park Hotel at the time. And you learn so much in such a short space of time. Looking back, I was a baby and I didn't have a clue what I was doing. But at the time, you thought that you were so big and important and new.
Yeah, like there's some old thing now. What are the English called? The crinklies.
Yeah.
It doesn't appear to be a crinkly.
Thank you, I'll take that.
But, you know, that it's funny you mentioned that too, because I was thinking the other day, I have a cousin I love who has this wonderful way of cutting through the mustard, you know? She can zero right in through the foggy mist on the essence of things. And I remember her commenting that when she was in her early 20s, she had given her husband a surprise 30th birthday party.
Wow.
And she was, at the time, mini skirts were the fashion, with fishnet stockings, which meant that everybody sort of looked like women of the night. And she said, you know, she was looking back at this album of pictures, and she looked at it and thought to herself, you know, and we thought we were stunning. It's funny that, you know, when in early stages of careers, I am sure everybody who has gotten past those early stages has looked back thinking that we thought we knew it all and everybody else hadn't a clue.
Absolutely.
And then you see what time and life experience provides from you if you're smart enough to learn from the time and smart experience, a life experience that you look back and see, my God, how little we knew. How did we function at all? And we really thought in our early 20s we could have, you know, run the whole show.
Definitely.
Send everybody home because you people don't know what you're doing. Yeah. Well, that's the Mark Twain saying. When he was 18 years old, he realized how little his father knew. And when he was 21, he was amazed by how smart the guy was and how much he had learned in three short years.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So when you arrived in Dublin again, was that from Croke Park to come here?
So no, I suppose since 2005, since I was here, I worked with the Jury's Doyle company for 7 years overall. And then I worked at Clontarf Castle for a short time. I worked, and then from there I went to the Spencer, which is our sister property in the city centre, in the IFSC in Dublin 1. So I was in the Spencer for just shy of 2 years. and then the position here at the Beacon.
But I don't remember meeting you ever at the Spencer.
I know that you were there while I was there, but I think you probably had... I was deputy general manager. You'd probably spoken to Eddie, who was the general manager.
Sweeney.
Eddie Sweeney, exactly, right. Yeah. So you'd have met with him. I remember you being there because it was a big, important event because Stephanie Abrams was coming.
Oh, there'll be no head-buying today. There'll be no ads big enough for the swell thing. But, you know, but that's lovely, and it's nice that you even say it because... when people know who I am, well, especially people that, you know, I've met before, been there before, you know, met them through, you know them for some length of time, that's one issue. Then there are the people who know of me.
Yes.
And that's awfully nice. And then there are the people who haven't a clue who I am and act that way. Which is kind of a nice thing because then I know how they treat guests.
Yes.
Who... and you know, the one thing that you can learn in life is you never know who you're talking with.
Absolutely.
You know, and so the fella that shows up in the ripped jeans.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of looking like, you know, he could use a handout may very well be there because he's considering buying the place and firing you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back. Don't leave me. We're talking with Ally McHugh. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaread Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Many manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm sitting on a divan in a newly refurbished suite of a New Direction in decor at the Beacon Hotel with Allie McHugh, the general manager. And there was always a divan, very stylized, modern-looking divan, in each of the accommodations at the Beacon in Sandyford, which is in County Dublin, in a very convenient place. I mean, you could throw a rock and hit the M50, the motorway. M is for motorway 50, which puts you in a great spot for getting to just about anywhere in Ireland. But also, if you're here, your arrival day or for a few days before you're leaving Ireland, so that the day that you fly, you just jump on the M50 and boom, you're at the airport. I mean, it's delightful. But I'm watching you, Allie, enjoying petting this divan, because the divans that were here before were leather.
White leather, yeah.
And now it's this delicious teal, blue, aqua kind of green velvet.
And it does feel fabulous.
Yeah, I'm watching you pet like a dog. It's like, oh, I love you. You're so soft. Tactily delicious. Explain what has been happening here, because there is new ownership.
Yes, so we have had new owners since November of 2017. It was always planned even before we had the new owners coming in 2017, but we decided to come in and refurbish the rooms as we went along. So we're going to get 20 rooms done this year. And this room was done as a sample room, so we've changed.
Well, I have to tell you, there's the colors. What was kind of a signature thing at the Morgan, also a sister hotel in downtown 12th Fleet Street.
Yes.
In Dublin. And the Beacon were white.
Yes.
Stark, bright, white. Walls, floors,
furniture, beds, everything. Everything was white. The carpet was
white. And then there was generally a pashmina scarf in a wonderful sherbet-colored raspberry kind of a color thrown over the white leather divan. And, you know, it was a clean, it was a lovely look. But the look now is so restful that you walk in and complete opposite of the stark bright white. You've got walls that are taupe and almost a kind of coppery color. And the carpet in teal and taupe add to that overall feeling of just total relaxation. It's amazing what the difference in color will do in terms of your emotional state.
Yeah, that's true. We're so lucky with these rooms because we have these floor-to-ceiling windows. It's so light and bright and open that we could afford to put in, as you say, the teal. You know, there is elements of dark color through the room, but it's still a really bright room.
Oh, it is.
Because
beautiful.
If we didn't have the amount of light we have in these rooms, these colors would be too dark.
Yeah.
But because we have the floor-to-ceiling windows and because we have so much light and it is naturally such a light room, that has allowed us to bring in the more color. And as you say, that was the aim. I'm so glad you described it like that because it was the restful, it was, you know, relaxing. It was real. At nighttime with the drapes drawn and the lighting and the tone it is, this room is divine.
Well, you know, there's a couple of the things I've always liked about this property. And one of them is that normally you walk into a room, you have four walls.
Mm-hmm.
The bed, the headboard, is up against one of those four walls.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is very squared off.
Yes.
Well, there's a feng shui in these rooms. Because, all right, people, here's what I want you to imagine. What was the movie? Sleepless in Seattle. You know you saw it. You remember the part when Tom Hanks and Carl Reiner's son, Bob Reiner, are talking, their architect and construction company, talking with a woman who is completely last-minute changes. Don't do that, people, when you're building, because the changes will cost you more than the construction cost. And then she makes a comment, yes, well, why don't we just put hinges on the exterior wall, and then we can just open the house, you know, open the whole wall. That's what this, imagine that one wall is on hinges, and they've pulled, like a refrigerator door, you've just pulled the wall open.
Yeah.
There's a hidden closet behind, and now the headboard is on this angled wall, and when you walk in, everything isn't square anymore.
Yeah.
And that also adds to this very kind of feng shui.
Oh, it does,
kind of,
definitely, yeah.
Isn't this nice?
Yeah. Yeah, and the lighting in the room is one of my favorite things because we have these underbed recessed lightings.
Yeah,
so
and
the bed
in the wall
is kind of
you've
floating.
Created
yeah, and we've created a
recess.
Light. That's new as well. The recess was there, but the lighting in the recess is new. The lighting under the bed is kind of floating, so we don't have the standard base bed that most hotels have.
Is the bamboo coming back?
We haven't picked the exact piece, but there's going to be a piece back in there in the recess. On
okay,
it,
so is the piece going, before there used to be
two vases
with
bamboo. With bamboos.
If you stayed here, between the bamboo here and the bamboo in the bathroom, if you stayed here enough days, you could watch the bamboo grow.
You could.
While you were visiting. But can I make a suggestion?
Absolutely.
How about a really nice orchid?
An orchid would actually really suit the coloring in this room now as
the
well.
The coloring, I mean, you could, there's so many, there's an orchid that has like a coppery color.
That's right. We
that would be
them.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
But there is something about, you don't need much.
Yeah.
There's something about a glass container
with a piece
with
it.
An orchid in it that is elegant.
Oh yeah.
And not overstated.
Yeah.
Because this room doesn't deserve clutter.
No, definitely not.
No, it's really fabulous.
Yeah, it is really good. All right.
Now, how many rooms of sleeping accommodations are they?
We've 88 bedrooms total at the moment, so we're going to refurbish about 20 of those over the next 3 months is the timescale.
And are they all king-size beds?
No, we have a mixture. We have 35 king-size beds and 53 queen-size beds in the hotel.
Are there any individual beds, or they're all for two people?
They're all for two. They're
or
all
unless
for two. Yeah.
More
yeah.
in love.
Yeah. No, they're all for
my
two.
My cousin Jerry always had a yacht.
And when you'd ask him how big the yacht was, he would describe it by how many people in love. So in theory, if it slept four, he'd say, it sleeps eight in love. I want to thank you for joining us. We're going to come back again in late spring or early fall and visit with you and see how you're doing.
Yes, definitely.
And everybody else, come back next week. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.